Cage-free goes big time. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. McDonald's buys 2 billion eggs a year, and that was before they announced all-day breakfast. That is a huge number. If you laid 2 billion eggs end-to-end, you would be a chicken. Probably a... You would be a chicken and pretty much have a guaranteed job for life at McDonald's. But now, after years of pressure from animal rights activists, McDonald's has announced that by 2025, it will only use eggs from cage-free hens. Now, I'm pretty sure animal activists don't eat at McDonald's, but they want to make sure that the rest of us can feel better about breakfast. And in fact, the article on the Wall Street Journal website had me thinking seriously about a delicious cage-free McMuffin as I clicked on their report about cage-free hens.
Cage-free hens might act more like normal birds, but they're also more likely to get pecked to death by other hens.
Wait a minute, what?
Yes, more hens die from pecking and cannibalism.
Whoa. This reminds me of McDonald's full disclosure campaign a while back about McNuggets. Remember that one?
This is the only part of the chicken that goes into the chicken McNugget.
Absolutely.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
No beaks?
No beaks.
No feet?
No feet.
No. After that came out, all I could think about was that McNuggets once did have beaks and feet, and now what's left of that creature is covered in bread and dipped in sauce, and I'm eating it. By the way, cage-free is certainly a step up, but the gold standard for chickens is locally sourced free-range chickens, where they roam around a pasture in the back of the restaurant and then they lay the egg in the back of the restaurant and then lay the egg directly on the muffin. And then lay the egg directly on your muffin. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Cage-free goes big time. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.